At 5 a.m. this morning, Pacific Standard Time, bleary-eyed reporters and other media folk gathered in anticipation at the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences in Beverly Hills. The occasion? The announcement of the 80th annual Oscar nominees. As usual, some surprises popped up, including a nomination for Ruby Dee. It was her first. Here to tell us more is Tanya Hart, who was there in Beverly Hills as the announcements were made. She is a celebrity entertainment reporter for American Urban Radio Networks. Tanya, nice to see you.
Yes, good to be with you always, Tony.
How'd you like that music we played for you?
I loved it. I'm like, where did they get that song from? I want that in my collection.
I bet you do.
I really do. I'm serious. I'm calling the producer when the show's over here.
First things first, before we talk about the nominees, let me ask you, will there even be an Academy Awards show this year?
Well, according to Gil Cates, who's been producing it for several years, he says yes. Come hell or high water, I guess we can say that here, there will be a show. Now, keep in mind, the Academy Awards do have, this is the 80th year. They've got clips for 80 years. I mean, if nothing else, they can put together 80 years worth of clips, and I'm sure it could be very entertaining. However, what we might be missing, of course, is the red carpet. And the red carpet not only is what people want to see, it's really what generates all the money. Last year, I believe, out of 40 million viewers, something like $80 million was generated from that four-hour telecast. That's a lot of money. A lot of people around the world watch the show, and they're counting on it. They love the gowns. They love all of the stuff that goes on, the limousines and seeing the jewels. That's very much a part of the Academy. So the question is, though, really, Tony, if for some reason the strike is not over, and if, by the way, they are all meeting today, the Board of Governors for the Academy are meeting today with some of the people from the Writers Guild, I understand, and they're trying to come up with a waiver for the Academy, which means that the celebrities would be able to walk the red carpet without crossing a picket line, and that's the big question here. If the strike isn't over, we've got a month, but if it isn't over, can we get that waiver to go on with the show as they would like to see it?
Well, let's talk about the nominations then. There were a couple of surprises this year. Among them, I think it's fair to say, Ruby Dee for Best Supporting Actress. She played Denzel's mom in the movie American Gangster. Remarkably, Tanya, this is her first nomination in a career that spans over a half century.
Do you believe it?
I can't believe it.
She started her film career with a movie called What a Guy in 1939, Tony.
Right.
1939 is when she did her very first film. And this nomination for Ruby, by the way, makes her the second oldest nominee ever for Best Supporting Actress. That's, of course, right behind Gloria Stewart. She was 87 when she was nominated and won for her role in Titanic. I was there that night. That was a special moment. And, of course, Ruby Dee, we don't talk about how old women are, but
no,
she's somewhere up in there in her early 80s, which is very young these days.
That's true, and I'm really sad that Ossie Davis, her late husband, is not here to see this.
Isn't this something? You know what I find ironic, too, about the 1939? I just realized she started her film career the same year that the first African-American won an Oscar, period. Of course, that was Hattie McDaniel in 1939 for Gone with the Wind. And she was nominated and won as Best Supporting Actress. I think that's a sign.
Maybe so. In fact, speaking of signs, let me ask you this. Because last year there was a lot of buzz about the black Oscars being obsolete. And the reason for that was people like Jennifer Hudson, Forest Whitaker's wins, supposedly testaments to how mainstream Hollywood had finally given black artists in film the respect that they deserved. So, given the shortage of African-American nominations this year, are those attitudes the same, or, what's going on?
Well, I guess people will retract that attitude, huh?
I
always say, don't ever get too comfortable in this game, honey, because you never know what's going to happen here. Which is really kind of sad, too, because there were some stellar performances by African-Americans this year. I was really surprised. Everybody's been talking Denzel and, of course, The Great Debaters. A couple of things. I was very surprised that in a year when violent films pretty much seem to rule, you've got There Will Be Blood, you've got No Country for Old Men, which I've got to tell you is the most violent thing I think I've ever seen. I was surprised that American Gangster did not get a nomination as Best Picture, because it really is a good movie, no matter what you think of the subject matter. People were talking about Denzel possibly getting a director nomination, which I thought might be a long shot. Obviously, it was.
It
but
was.
You know what I was surprised about?
What?
I was really surprised that nobody picked up on Don Cheadle's performance in Talk to Me.
Mm-hmm.
That is truly one of the best performances I had seen on film this year, barring any. And, you know, it goes back to the studios really getting out there and stomping. I mean, this is like a political game. This is like, you know, any other campaign. If the studios don't campaign for it, nobody notices.
You know what? I was thinking about Eddie Murphy. Last year, this time, Eddie Murphy was nominated for Best Supporting Actress in Dreamgirls. This year, not only is he not out there, he has the most nominations for the Razzies, which is the worst performance and the worst movies competition. Did
that
you know
must
that?
Be, that must be Norbit.
Did That's they? For Norbit, exactly.
Well, you know what's really funny? Norbit actually got an Academy nomination, and I don't want to step away from the mic. I'll try to pull it over here. But there was something in the Academy nomination. It's one of the technical fields, technical things for
It wasn't
Norbit.
Makeup, was it?
Could have probably. You know what? Hold on 1 second, and I'll try to grab a... Try to grab my notes here. The Oscars have gone green this year, so they usually give us a bunch of notes, but this year they put them on both sides because they're trying to conserve.
Save
Isn't
paper.
That wonderful? And I'm not seeing it right now, but I know that Norbit did get a nomination for something, probably makeup or one of those categories. But well, yeah, that's true. I personally think Eddie Murphy got robbed last year.
Well,
he lost to Alan Alden. We love Alan Alden, but, you know, the Little Miss Sunshine and his, there was no comparison.
Alan Arkin, yeah, that's right.
Alan Arkin.
Well,
yes.
You
Alan
know,
Arkin, I said Alan Alden.
I know you
Sorry,
had to
Alan.
Get up early today to be there. I used to do that, and it's tough, so we're going to let you go and let you get some rest. Tanya Hart, thank you so much for coming and sharing that information
with us
today.
Thank you. Don't forget, I want that song.
I'll work on it for you. Tanya Hart, celebrity entertainment reporter for American Urban Radio Networks, speaking to us from her home in the Hollywood Hills.